5. Moreover, be careful to observe one more thing when you pray. Do not say anything that could provoke your master, nor should you pray against your enemies. If having enemies is a disgrace, consider how much worse it is to pray against them. You should be defending yourself and explaining why you have enemies, not accusing them. How can you expect forgiveness when you slander others, especially when you need mercy the most? You came to pray for your own sins, so don't mention the sins of others, lest you remind yourself of your own. If you say, "Strike my enemy," you have silenced yourself and removed any audacity from your tongue because, firstly, you have enraged the judge from the get-go, and secondly, because you are asking for things contrary to the nature of your prayer. If you are seeking forgiveness for your sins, why are you discussing punishment? You should be doing the opposite, praying for your enemies so that you can ask for similar grace for yourself. But if you judge your foes before the judge does, demanding he punish them, you rob yourself of any chance of mercy. If you pray for them, even if you say nothing about your own sins, you have accomplished much. Think about how many sacrifices there are in the law. A sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of acknowledgement, a sacrifice of peace, a sacrifice of purification, and countless others. None of them are against enemies. They are all on behalf of either one's own sins or successes. You do not approach a different God, do you? You approach the same God who said, "Pray for your enemies." So why do you cry out against them? Why do you expect God to break his own law? This is not the demeanor of a supplicant. No one who begs for mercy wishes for the destruction of others, but rather their own salvation. So why do you act as a supplicant but speak as an accuser? The devil knows that when we pray against our enemies, we end up hurting ourselves. Thus he lets us continue unbothered to do further damage. But as one person says, "I have been wronged and tormented." Then why not pray against the devil, who is our biggest enemy? This is exactly what you have been instructed to pray. Deliver us from the evil one. He is your true foe, whereas no matter what man does, he remains a friend and brother. Let us express our anger towards him and pray against him, saying, "Bruise Satan under our feet." He is the one who incites enmity amongst us. But if you pray against your enemies, you are doing exactly what the devil wants you to do. Conversely, if you pray for your enemies, you are praying against him. We should not be engulfed in hatred and animosity against other people, as it only tears us apart and is more destructive than anything wild beasts can do. Consider how much Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego suffered, even though they were innocent. They lost their homeland, their freedom, and were enslaved. And when they were taken to a foreign and barbaric land, they were almost killed because of a dream. Yet what did they pray for? They did not wish for Nebuchadnezzar's downfall or for his crown to be taken away or his throne to be destroyed. Instead, they asked for God's mercy. Similarly, when they were in the furnace, they still prayed for mercy. The same should be the case with us. Even when we suffer far less than they did or often face consequences for our own actions, we should refrain from sending out 1,000 curses. You should pity those who have done you wrong more than they pity themselves. For they are the ones who are ultimately harmed by their own actions. Hence, such people, who injure their own souls by praying for the harm of others, are not eligible for any curses, but deserve lament and commiseration. Nothing is more defiled than a soul that is full of curses, or dirtier than a tongue that offers such sacrifices. You are a human. Do not vomit out the poison of asps. You are human, not a beast. Your mouth was made not to bite, but to heal the wounds of others. Hence, think about God's command to pardon and forgive while praying. When you pray for things like these, you please the devil and provoke God's wrath, which makes him despise you. Who is more dangerous than a person who, even after knowing that they should not approach the holy medium of sacrifice if they hold enmity against anyone, not only holds grudges, but also prays against those they see as enemies? Such a person should be banished even from the outer courtyards of the church. Therefore, keeping these things in mind and understanding the essence of the sacrifice, that it is meant for enemies, let us not have any enemies. And if we do have some, let us pray for them, so we too can obtain forgiveness of our sins and gain the confidence to face the tribunal of Christ. Amen.